The third annual Iowa Women in Ag Conference is taking place today, Thursday, near Huxley, Iowa, and I want to visit with one of the speakers, Rhonda Harness, who is with Monsanto. And Rhonda, I'm going to have you give me your exact title and where you're from.
Okay, I'm Rhonda Harness, and I actually work for Monsanto, and I'm a seed account manager, and I'm from Bettendorf, Iowa.
And Rhonda, I understand you're going to be talking today about women and ag careers in a pretty male-dominated industry. So first of all, tell me about your own experience in agriculture.
Okay. Ken, I started in ag by accident, actually about 30 years ago. Now, I grew up on a family farm, and I always loved ag. Actually wanted to marry a farmer, but couldn't find one at that time. So at that time, back in the late 60s, early 70s, we felt like, you know, you needed to go to school to be a teacher or a nurse. We did not know that we had all these opportunities that young women going into college today have. So I became a teacher and taught for a year. And just by luck, I had my children and then wanted to get back into work to teaching, but there was not an opening. And so I went to work for a regional seed company in their front office and took a great interest in that company. And a year later, I was their sales manager with DSMs working under me. And I've been going strong ever since.
And you're still working in seed for Monsanto?
I'm working in the ag field. It's a little different. I went on to work for Pioneer, and then I went on to work for Callahan Enterprises selling soybean genetics to seed companies. And with Monsanto, I call on seed licensed seed companies that have agreements with Monsanto to sell our technology. And so that's my customer, is the licensed seed company.
So what's your message today as far as the opportunities for women in industries, in agricultural industries that, as we mentioned, are fairly dominated by males yet?
They absolutely are. I have some great success stories that I'm going to talk about today, and it's actually seven women that have been in ag for many years, and every one of us got into it by accident, and we all ended up making it a career. But I'm going to start out my talk by just talking about the fact that people, if they're not involved in ag, if they don't know a farmer, if they're in the city, they really don't know where their food comes from. They do not realize what good, safe, and fairly inexpensive food we have here in the United States because of the U.S. farmer. So we're going to talk about the population boom and how things are changing globally. We can't just look here in the States. We have to look globally. And the need for food and water in the future is going to be tremendous. So we're going to have to be able to step up to the plate and actually be able to feed. We're going to go from 6 billion people that we have population right now, to 2050, there'll be over 9 billion people. So we've got quite a job ahead of us. So we're going to talk about that. Then we're going to talk about just women working and what opportunities that they have, not just in the ag field, but and struggles that they have at working away from the farm. And then I'm going to go into the seven women that have been successful in these careers and started out before women really were involved in ag. And then I'm going to wind up with the opportunities that I believe women have in ag going forward. And there are going to be so many, and it's such a great field to be in. And it's very nice to have a mix in a company, because you need, with the diversity, brings along a lot of talent that we probably weren't tapping, and it brings along ideas, opinions, and experiences very different from men, and really opens up the opportunities, I think.
So specifically, are there any areas that you think hold greater opportunities than others at this point for women?
You know, I think that in the future, there's going to be a lot of different opportunities with the education. We need to educate people on ag. We've got energy and ethanol, so we're going to have to be able to conserve our energy and do things a little bit differently. Certainly agronomy, finance, equipment. If we're going to double our yields, which we've made a commitment to double our yields by 2030, we're going to have the equipment to be able to handle this type of production. So, you know, we even need engineers and we need people in sales. And there's just a multi number of things that I believe women can get into in this field.
One final question, Rhonda. Correct me if I'm wrong. I guess maybe in the past, it's been more challenging for women to make their mark in a male-dominated industry. Maybe the credibility factor. Has that changed quite a bit over the years?
You know, what I found starting out back in 1979 was that the grower would, as farmer, would give you probably more courtesy in the beginning than he might a man, but you better know your information and have the credibility. And if you have that, I have never had an issue. So if you, you know, if you don't make gender an issue, don't dwell on the fact that you're a woman, offer a good balance, think globally, and you have the capability, you're going to have the opportunity.
Well, good luck today, Rhonda, at the Women in Ag Conference. We appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
Rhonda Harness, one of the speakers at today's Iowa Women in Ag Conference.